Okay, thank you for coming. So the tonight's shiur is about if nashim are chayiv b'tefila, if women are chayiv in tefila, and at the end of the shiur we'll focus if nashim are chayiv in tefilas musaf, and then we'll tie it into Purim because of the shkalim. We'll see if the chiyuv shkalim has anything to do with the chiyuv tefila. So just as a hakdama. So the Gemara in Brachas in the fourth perek, so the Chabura might be learning this now. The Gemara brings the well-known machloikis, what the makar of tefillah is. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, so this is on Chavav Amud Beis, a different Gemara. The Gemara says on Chavav Amud Beis that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina holds that tefillahs avos tiknu, that the tefillahs were enacted by the avos, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, that Avram Avinu enacted shachris. And the Gemara brings Psukim, Yitzchak enacted Mincha, and then Yaakov Avinu, he's the one who instituted Tfilas Meiriv. And then the Gemara brings a Braisa that supports that opinion. And then the Gemara brings another Braisa that says that the Tfilas that we have are Keneged the Karbanis that they used to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says that the Shachris, and the Zman of Shachris, is keneged the tamid shel shachar. Mincha, the carbon, the mincha that we have is keneged the carbon of the tamid shel bein hor bayim, and the mayriv that we have is keneged the evarim and the pedarim that they used to bring the karbanis. They used to do the zrika during the day, and then the evarim and pedarim they would bring. You'd be allowed to bring it all night, and it's not ma'akiv. So that's why mayriv has an element of rishus to it. Musafim are kol hayoyim, because the korban musaf used to be brought kol hayoyim. The Gemara ends up being machria that everybody agrees that the zmanei tefila are keneged the korbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole machlekes is if they were primarily keneged to correspond to the korbanis, or if they were made by the avos. There's a beautiful Rambam who goes through the whole inyan of tefila, and just to go through the Rambam, it's a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam says, mitzvahs asei lehispalel b'chol yoyim. So it's midoraisa. There's a chiyuv doraisa to daven every single day, because the pasuk says, va'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem. You have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mipi ha'shmua lamdu, so we learn from Mipi ha'shmua, from a Mesorah, that avoidezu hi tefila, that what does the pasuk mean when it says, va'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem? Avoida is tefila. Like it says, ula'avdoi b'chol levavchem. So the mitzvah is, you have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's with the mitzvah of tefila. So there's actually a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every single day. Avoida shebelev zu tefila. The minion of the tefillas is not from the Torah. The Torah doesn't say how many times a day you have to daven. And the Mishnah HaTefillah, the Rambam's expression, the Nusach of the tefillah, the words that we say in the tefillah, is not min haTorah. And the tefillah does not have a Zman Kavua min haTorah. You can daven any time during the day. There's a mitzvah to daven once a day, at least once a day. But there's no Zman Kavua. There's no set time to daven. You can daven any time in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. It doesn't say in the Torah when you have to daven, when you have to serve Hashem. It doesn't have a Zman Kavua.
So there was no text also, right?
There was no text.
So everyone can just...
You can say whatever you want. So midoraisa, you can pick up and you can just say whatever you want. The Rambam's going to say what the Torah wants you to say in the tefillah, but there was no nusach. You could say whatever you want. So since there's no zman kavua, because there's no set time when you have to daven midoraisa, so therefore nashim and avadim are chayiv in tefillah. The reason why a woman is chayiv to daven is because there's no set time. It's not a zman grama. It's not time related. So nashim are chayiv to daven as well. It's a mitzvah saseh, which is not a zman grama. It's a chiyuv mitzvah. What?
There's a chiyuv to daven at night.
So it's a mitzvah to daven once a day, he says.
The
24-hour period. A mitzvah d'oraisa. V'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem. It doesn't say any time when you have to daven. So it's not a zman grama. It's a mitzvah that you can do any time during the day. And now the Rambam says what you're supposed to say in your own davening. So he says the chiyuv mitzvah is this. Shehei adam mischanein, a person should beseech, a person should ask, umispalel b'chol yoim, umagid shvachay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should say the shavach, the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and afterwards he should be shoyel tzrachav, he should ask his individual needs. So first we beseech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy in general, we have to give a shvach and hoidah, we have to thank Hashem and praise Hashem, and then we have to ask for our needs. Shehu tzarach lehem bebakasha ubetchina, whatever the person needs, he should ask from Hashem, ubetchina, a supplication, bi'achakach noisin shvach v'hoidah l'Hashem ala toive sheshbia, and then he should thank Hashem for all the good and for all the toiva that he gave, that he showered down to us. Each person lefi koichai. Now, it's a beautiful Rambam. If the person is ragil, if the person is fluent, so mar bebetchino bakasha, he can daven for as long as he wants. If he's fluent and he finds it easy to daven,
Lashon HaKodesh.
So if he, it doesn't have to be, but we'll see what the Rambam says. So if the person is fluent, he can daven for as long as he wants. If the person is an aral sefasayim, he uses the expression like Moshe Rabbeinu, aral sefasayim, the person stammers, so then he can be medabri gafiya chalpoy. He can daven as little as he can. Ubekol eshiyertza, whenever he wants. And the minyan atfila, as many times as you want to daven throughout the day, you can daven as many times as you want gefiya chaltoy. Sometimes you daven once a day, sometimes you can daven a few times a day. It's all based facing the Beis HaMikdash. It's all based on how many times you want to daven. Now the Rambam says, why did Chazal institute a nusach of tefila? Once we went to Gullus in the days of Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, so we got intermingled in Paras and in Yavan and in other Umais, and we started having children in other lands. V'oisoi banan nizbalbalu sefasam, they no longer spoke Lashon HaKodesh. V'hoisesfas kol echa v'yechad me'ureves me'loshoinois harbe, so everybody's language was a mishkababal of various different languages. Kivin shahoye medaber ein yochol adabal kol tzoicheb Lashon Achas, so it's very interesting. People no longer were ruggle, they were no longer fluent in one particular language, so they lost that eloquence, so to speak, in their davening. We're standing before Hashem, we're not able to daven to Hashem properly because we didn't have any kind of proper nusach. It was a shibush, and he brings psukim to that effect, that people no longer spoke clearly in any one particular language. It's very interesting. So because of that, some people would now abbreviate their davening because they were reluctant, they couldn't express themselves, and they couldn't be magid the shvach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'loshon HaKodesh. They couldn't use the Lashon HaKodesh to daven properly. Other languages were getting mixed in. So once Ezra, Ubeis Dinoi, saw this, they went and they were misakin the Shmoine Esrei Brachas ala Seder. They were misakin the 18 brachas. Nowadays we have 19. And again, they reflected what we're supposed to say in the ordinary Shmoine Esrei. We have the first three brachas is a Shvach LaShem. The last three was a Hoidah, like the Rambam says. And the middle brachas are She'elas Kol Advarim. We have to ask for the things that we need. That's how tefillah was evolved. That's how the tefillah was enacted, developed. And then Chazal also came along and they made the minyan of the tefillahs k'minyan harkorbanis, that the tefillahs correspond to the korbanis. It's interesting that the Rambam does not say that the avos were misak in the tefillah. He says that midoraisa, we have a chi of tefillah once or as many times as a person wants throughout the day. When Chazal saw that we were forgetting how to daven and how to express ourselves, they enacted a nusach of tefillah that were corresponding to the korbanis, and now they made the zmanei tefillah.
That's maybe because Rambam doesn't hold there is any mitzvah from Sefer Bereshit. So it's all minatora.
Interesting. It's all midoraisa v'avartan, and the Rabba and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were not the ones who enacted the shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv, right? Nothing to do. Right. Shtei tefillas b'kol yoim. So the two tefillas correspond to the two tamidim, tamik shel shachar, tamik shel beinu arbayim, and then we have a musaf connected the korban musaf, and the zmanei tefillah as well corresponded to the zmanei akorbanis, and the ma'ariv, like the Gemara says, was connected the ivarim of the tamid, the ivarim and pedarim, that they will be able to burn all night. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam says that midoraisa there's a chi of tefillah. There, it's not zman grama, and that's why women are obligated to daven, because there's no time associated with the davening. It's not zman grama, and therefore women are obligated to daven like any other mitzvah that's not a zman grama. And then the Rabbanan came along and they were misakin the nusach tefillah and the zmanei tefillah and how many times we should daven a day, but the ikar chiyuv is only a chiyuv midoraisa once a day. Let's learn the Gemara in Brachas on Chaf Amud Beis. So I actually printed up a copy, the second page, and let's see how everything fits in. So the Gemara says in Brachas Chaf on the Beis, six lines down from the top, the Mishnah had said the first line of the Gemara, Chayeves b'tfilah. So women are obligated in tefillah. So the Gemara says, six lines down, the Chayavin b'tfilah, that they're Chayev in tefillah. So now, why are they chayiv in tefillah? So now the nusach of the Gemara, the text of the Gemara, it's clear in the Rishonim that the text here is a mixture of different nuschais. So we're going to learn the Gemara. The Gemara is sort of like is very awkward because it's a mixture between different nuschais. Chayiv in b'tefillah, says the Gemara, why do they have to daven? The rachmei ninu, because we're asking Hashem for mercy. So everybody has to ask for Hashem's mercy. Women also are chayiv because they have to ask for mercy. Now the Gemara says, Mao de Tema, what would I think? Hoyoluk Sivba, since it says, Erevu Boiker Vitzaharayim, since the Pasuk says in Tehillim that we praise Hashem evenings, mornings, and afternoons, Kemitzvah Sasei Sheazman Grama Dami, you would think it's a Mitzvah Sasei Sheazman Grama. So Kamash Balan, so the Mishnah says no, the Mishnah says that women have to daven. Now if you look at Rashi, Rashi is a few lines above that. So Rashi fixes the Girsa. The Gemara's Girsa is a little bit awkward because first the Gemara says why they have to daven, and then the Gemara says why you would think they don't have to daven. So the Gemara is a little backwards. So Rashi says the correct Girsa is Hochi Gar Sinan. This is what you should be the proper Girsa. Everyone sees the Rashi. It's four lines down where it starts in the Gemara there. Hochi Gar Sinan. This is the proper text of the Gemara. Tfila de Rachmei Ninu. That it's not a it's a statement. The reason why Nashim are chayiv to daven is because davening is rachamim, davening is asking Hashem for mercy, and everyone has to ask Hashem for mercy. And Rashi says, V'loi goras pshita, take out from the Gemara the question and answer of pshita, the halav de'oraisahi, because tefillah is not a chayiv de'oraisa. Right, so Rashi argues on the Rambam, tefillah is not a chi of deraisa. So if we look back at the Gemara, what Rashi is doing is he's taking out the pshita, mau detei mahoil v'kasa ba'erev avoike b'tzorayim. He takes all of that out. And Rashi says it's just a statement of fact. Chayovin b'tefillah, why? Why are women chayiv? The rachmei ninu, because it's asking Hashem for rachmanis. Now, the Mefarshim explain Rashi, the Marsha and the Aruch HaShulchan, they explain Rashi that the reason why Rashi takes out the idea of mitzvahs asei sheazman grama, that you would think that women are pater because it's time related, the reason why Rashi takes out that whole shakel vataria is because Rashi has a chiddush. Rashi holds that mitzvahs asei sheazman grama, this idea that a time related mitzvah, nashim are pater from any time related mitzvah, that only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. Tefillah is only derabanan. So whether it's time-related or not, that's not going to be milo or moirid. It's not going to make a difference one way or another whether or not women are chayiv. Women are either the chazal were mechayiv them or they were not. It has nothing to do if it's time-related. The whole idea that a mitzvah asei shezman grama, women are pater, only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabanan, either chazal were mechayiv them or not. So for example, we know that women are chayiv in Megillah, and the Gemara gives a special reason. Afhein hayu b'oisenes, because they were included in the nes. So we always think the reason why we need that reason is because Megillah is time-related, otherwise Nashim would be pater. According to Rashi, you don't need that reason. Nashim are either chayiv or pater. Certain mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, they were not mechayiv women in every mitzvah, the Rabbanan. For example, women don't have to do mezumin. They don't have to bank with a mezuzah. There are many mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, that the Nashim simply are not chayiv in. The reason why the Gemara says that the Nashim are chayiv in Megillah, or the reason why they're chayiv in Chanukah, is because afhein hayu b'oseinas, it's not because otherwise they'd be pater because it's man grama. They simply have to give a reason why they're mechayiv, because the Rabbanan would not ordinarily be mechayiv the Nashim in a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, unless they had a reason. So the reason why they're chayiv is because afhein hayu b'oseinas, because they were included in the nes, or because they caused the nes. But the reason why we give that reason is otherwise they wouldn't be chayv. So says the Marsha, when the Gemara says, according to Rashi, when the Gemara says that Nashim are chayiv in tefillah, derachmei ninu, because it's asking Hashem for mercy, the Marsha explains that we're simply giving a reason why Chazal were mechayiv Nashim in tefillah. Nothing to do with the fact that it's time-related, because a mitzvah derabanan, tefillah is only derabanan, says Rashi, and a mitzvah derabanan is not subject to zman grama. It doesn't matter if it's zman grama. Either Nashim will be chayiv or they won't be chayiv. So the reason why the Chachamim were misakin was because it's rachmei, because it's asking Hashem for mercy. That's why they were mechayiv in them in tefillah. But we wouldn't have thought otherwise. It's just a question, were they mechayiv or were they not mechayiv? That's how the Marsha learns Rashi. Let's look at the top.
Could it possibly be maybe it's a different gear, so maybe it was a Rachmana? It was from the Torah?
So Rashi says clearly, though, that it's only the Rabbanan.
I know that.
Right, so Rashi doesn't look right. Maybe, but Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi just learns the Rachmei Ninu because it's asking Hashem for Rachmanis.
It's a very, I don't know.
Like it reminds you of the word Rachmana.
Yeah.
Right,
no,
right.
No, it's from the Torah.
From the right. But
it's a Torah-based mitzvah.
Possibly, I mean, the Rambam holds like that, right? But Rashi clearly says that tefillah is only the Rabbanan. Right. Now let's look at Tosfos. Tosfos also says, like Rashi, that tefillah is only the Rabbanan. But Tosfos has the other girsa of the Gemara. Says Tosfos, the top Tosfos, bitfilah. Now this is the girsa that Rashi rejected. Bitfilah, pshita. Right? So Tosfos has this girsa. Isn't it obvious that they're chayiv in tefillah? So the Gemara is answering, kivin diksiv, erev, uboiker, v'tzoharayim, because the pasuk says that tefillah is time-related, evening, morning, and afternoon, asicha, v'hemoya, k'mitzvahs asei, shazman grama havi. You would think that it's a mitzvahs asei, shazman grama. K'mash balon, so the pasuk that the Gemara teaches us, the Mishnah teaches us, that they're chayiv anyway, the rachmi ninu, because it's Rachmanis, asking Hashem for Rachmanis. So Tosfos explains, V'rashi legorasle, Rashi took this out of the Gemara, he deleted this from the Gemara, Shaharei tefillah derabanan hi. Tosfos agrees with Rashi, because tefillah is only derabanan, umay mitzvahs asei shaychi bei. So why are we calling it a mitzvahs asei? So again, the Aruch HaShulchan learns Tosfos, that Tosfos understands the Rashi's point. Rashi's point is that since it's only derabanan, it's irrelevant if it's man grama or not. Why would we say that you would think they're putter because it's man grama? Zman grama is only a klal in the deraisa. If it's only derabanan, either they're chayiv or they're not chayiv. Nothing to do with zman grama. So that's why Rashi took it out. Umikom makom, but Tosfos argues yesh liyashiv toho halal derabanan. Halal's only derabanan. V'nashim peturais mehay taima. And the Gemara says clearly in a few places that nashim are putter from halal. And Tosfos assumes the reason why nashim are putter from halal is because it's zman grama, even though it's only derabanan. So Tosfos is of the opinion that this klal, that a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, nashim are pturis, applies even to the rabbanans. The mitzvah saseh shazman grama hu, like it says in Sukkah, that nashim are pater. Now it doesn't say in Sukkah why nashim are pater. It just says that nashim are pater from halal, and Tosfos is assuming because it's man grama. Mi shahoye eved v'isha oi katan makrin oi soy, oina achreya mashahim oimrim, de ein hashameya pater mikriyasen kim shem pturin. The Gemara says in Sukkah that if a man doesn't know how to recite the halal and a woman is saying it word for word for him, so he cannot be yotza with her halal shamea ka'ina, because since she's exempt from halal, so the man has to say each word repeating after the woman word for word, because he cannot be exempt from her halal because she's pater. Why is she pater? The Gemara doesn't say. Tosfos is assuming she's pater because it's a mitzvah saseh shas man grama. You only say halal on special occasions, so therefore the woman is pater because it's man grama. So that's why the man can't be yotze from the woman's halal. Again, according to Rashi, we'll have to answer like the Marsha says, that not because it's man grama, it's because in general Chazal were not mechayiv the women in mitzvahs derabanan. We have to have a special reason each time. So when it comes to tefillah, the reason why they would have been pater is because Chazal simply were not mechayiv them. The reason why they're chayiv is because it's rachami, because you have to ask Hashem for mercy. Everyone needs to ask Hashem for mercy. The reason why they're pater from halal is because Chazal didn't see fit to be mechayiv them. So we have over here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether or not the mitzvahs asei shazman grama, the rule that nashim are pater from a mitzvahs asei shazman grama, whether that applies to mitzvahs derabanan or not. Rashi holds that women are either chayiv or pater in a mitzvah regardless if it's man grama. That klal doesn't apply to the rabbanans. And Tosfos holds that the ptur, that nashim are pater from a mitzvah such as man grama, applies to the rabbanans as well. And the reason why they're chayiv is because of rachami. So whether you're goyris like Rashi, that they're chayiv because of rachami, or whether you're goyris like Tosfos, that the reason why you would think they're pater is because it's man grama. Kamash malan, the Mishnah is teaching us that they're chayiv because it's rachame. Either way, Rashi and Tosfos both agree that tefillah is durabanan, and the reason why they're chayiv is because of rachame. Now, everybody asks on the Rambam. that the Rambam that we just learned said a different reason why Noshim are Chayiv. The reason why Noshim are Chayiv is because Tefillah is Doraisa, and because it's a whole different reason, because it's not Zman Grama, because the Torah does not prescribe a time. You can daven any time you want, as many times as you want. That's why Noshim are Chayiv. So why does the Gemara say that the reason why you're Chayiv is because of Rachami, and why does the Gemara say that you would think they're Pachta because it's Zman Grama? Whether you're Goris like Rashi, why do you need the reason of rachame? Why do you need the reason for mercy? Nothing to do with mercy. It's because it's not Zman Grama. It's a mitzvah saseh that everybody's chayivin because it's not Zman Grama. And Tosfos also. What does the Gemara mean when it says you would think it's Zman Grama? So the Mefarshim explain that the Rambam must have been goyris. Take out the words rachame. So Rashi just has the words rachame. Tosfos has the words you would think it's man grama, kamash malon, that it's chai because of rachame. The Rambam has a different girsa. The Rambam must have had the girsa that they're chayiv in tefillah, so asks the Gemara pshita, like Tosfos. Of course they're chayiv. Why would you think that? It's not as man grama, pshita. On that the Gemara says, mahu detema, what would you think? You would think mitzvahs asei shez man grama. So this is an amazing chiddush. The reason why the Mishnah has to say that nashim are chayiv in tefillah is because otherwise you would have thought, even though the mitzvah doraisa is not zman grama, but since Chazal came along and they prescribed how to be mekayim the mitzvah through the gimel tefillas bayoim, you would think now it becomes a zman grama. It's a pella. This is how the Aruch HaShulchan learns. You would think now it becomes a zman grama, and you would think that nashim become pater. That's what you would think. You would think that the Chazal, that their takana, that they prescribed a zman for the tefillah, will now pater the nashim from the tefillah. Now it became Zman Grama. But this is a Pella, it's a Chiddush. And now they don't have to daven anymore. That's what you would think. So you would think that even though the tefillah started off not being Zman Grama, but since Chazal came and they imposed a Zman on the tefillah, three tefillahs a day, you would think that that now exempts Nashim from davening because now it became Zman Grama. So Kamash Malan, the Gemara teaches us Kamash Malan, not because of Rachame, Kamash Malan, that the Chachamim were never coming to be lenient, the Chachamim were coming to be strict. So it starts off being a mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa itself is not as man grama, so noshim rachayiv. When the Chachamim came along and they prescribed zmanim for the tefillah, they never meant that because I'm imposing a zman, that should exempt the noshim. They just meant to make a zman for the men, right? That now it has a zman also. But the underlying mitzvah doesn't have a zman, so noshim are still chayiv.
Without a zman.
Without a zman. According to the Rambam, take out the words rachame, right?
Oh, you just erase
it? Yeah, erase it. Just like Rashi erases the havamina of zman grama. So we have to say something. The Gemara is saying something. So according to Rashi, we're just saying rachame. We're just making a statement. They're chai because of rachame, as opposed to being potter. According to Tosfos, we're saying you would think it's zman grama because mitzvahs derabanan are also subject to the klal of zman grama. Kamash b'lon because of rachame. According to the Rambam, take out the word rachame. The Rambam says mefurish in Yad that the reason why they're chayiv is because it's not zman grama. He doesn't mention a word about rachame. So how does it fit with the Gemara? He must have had a different girsa in the Gemara. Or anyway, we see that there's a question what the girsa was. So says the Rambam. The Rambam's chiddush is that they're chayiv because it's not a zman grama. Right? And the chayiv is not a zman grama. The reason you would think they're pater because it became a zman grama. Kamash balam. The reason why they're chayiv is because it's not a zman grama. So you do find that sometimes the rabbanan are oikir. Sometimes like on Rosh Hashanah they take away. Or let's say for example
by Shofar.
Let's say
that's
so Chazal. Yes. So another example of that is Rabbeinu Yonah speaks out. For example, they made a zman that Kriyeshma can only be said till Chatzos. Now it's a big shaila in the Rishonim that after Chatzos, according to some Rishonim, you can't say Shema anymore. So they made his man onto the Kriyashma. With the rice you have all night, but the Chachamim made his man that you cannot say the Kriyashma after Chatzos.
Don't forget it. This is a smach to be on.
No, it became a takana derabana. No, there is a takana how to be misak, how to be mekayim tefillah. You're mekayim tefillah through the gimel zman. So you would think that it becomes a magot. I'm asking you, it's a bit, but kamash malon that they weren't coming to be made. There is such a thing. Yeah.
There is such a thing. It wasn't me asking if Tosis though, because Tosis has this kamash malon. It sounds like the reason that it's not zman grama is because it's rachmi.
Right.
Well, all these pshatim are not right.
According to Tosfos, it really is man grama, but they're chayiv anyway because of rachamim. According to the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't mention a word about rachamim. The reason why they're chayiv is because it's not man grama.
And Tosfos holds like, according to Tosfos, what's the shat v'tayir? They're pater on man grama.
Right. So that's the chiddush. My kamashmul, the chiddush is because it is man grama, and man grama applies to the rabbanim.
Kamashmulon,
afil hachi because of rachamim. Like afil hachi afin hayi boisenes.
It went out of the rule.
It went out of the rule because of rachamim. Now the shaila is like this: is there enough gemina between the Rashi and Tosfos on one side and the Rambam on the other side? So the Magen Avraham, right, Bekitzer, he's Maramis, and he says a tremendous nafkamina. Do women have to daven? The Mishnah says women are obligated to daven. Do women have to daven the formal shachris and mincha that we have, or can they daven in any nusach that they want? So the Magen Avraham says that the minig of all the doiris was just that women would beseech, they would just daven in their own words, and they'd be yotze tefillah like that. So the Magen Avraham says that that's because the Ikur Halacha, and that's how it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha follows the Rambam. So it's very interesting. Do women have to daven a formal Shmoneh Esrei or not? So the Mishnah says, Nashim have to daven. What does that mean? We only have the Gemara, that's all we have. Do Nashim have to daven or not? According to Rashi and Tosfos, that tefillah is only derabbanan. So all the tefillah we have is what the Chachamim were misakin, Shachris and Mincha. And Meirv. And on that, the Gemara says that the women have to daven. Why do they have to daven? Because it's rachameh. Or Tosfos says, you would think they're putter because it's man grama. Kamash balan, that they're out of the klal, and they have to daven anyway because it's rachameh, just like they have to hear Megillah, because afen ha yabai sanas. So it comes out that according to Rashi and Tosfos, they're going to have to daven shachris and mincha, because the Gemara says that they're chayiv in tefillah. What is tefillah? Tefillah is only derabbanan. So the tefillah is what we have today. That's the tefillah. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, they would have to daven shachris and mincha.
Not Meir.
So, hold on. So Meir is a reshus, so they weren't makabel that. According to the Rambam, especially according to the girsa that we're figuring out according to the Rambam, the Gemara is not talking about the tefillah derabbanan that we have. On the contrary, the tefillah derabbanan that we have would have been zman grama, and they would have been pater. Right? You would think that the tefillah, that the zmani tefillah that we have would pater the nashim from tefillah. So what chiyuv are we talking about? We're talking about the deraisa chiyuv. So according to the Rambam, all they have to do, that's all the Gemara is referring to, they have to daven the deraisa tefillah, but they don't have to daven the shmona esrei that we have. So it comes out that it's like the opposite. It comes out that you would think that if I would have asked you before, if I would have said, are nashim chayiv to daven? So it depends. Rambam holds tefillah deraisa, and the Rashi and Tosfos hold this derabbanan. So if anything, we would have thought, if I care, we would have thought, maybe if it's only derabbanan, they're not chayiv, but if it's deraisa, they should have to daven the tefillahs that we have. But it comes out it's the opposite, because if you hold that there's a chiyuv deraisa, that's the chiyuv the Gemara is referring to, and that's it, right? On the contrary, the tefillah derabbanan is as man grama, they're pater from that. According to Rashi and Tosfos, there is no other chiyuv tefillah other than the derabbanan. And since the Mishnah says they're chayiv to daven, so they have to daven the tefillahs that we have, which is at least the shachris and the mincha. So why is it that all through the generations, Nashim did not daven the formal tefillah that we have? Because they were being samech on the Rambam. Nowadays, the minig is people that the Nashim do daven, and more than that, some people daven shachris, some people daven shachris and mincha, some people even daven mairav, but that's based on Rashi and Tosfos. According to the Rambam, there's no makar that they should have to daven the shachris and the mincha, as long as they talk to Hashem at least once a day, their yotze, their chiyuv deraisa, and that's the only chiyuv that the nashim have according to the Rambam.
How do they know from the Rambam? The Rambam holds that only men are mechuyev to daven shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv.
Because the Rambam says different than the Gemara. The Rambam says that the reason why nashim have to daven is because it's not a zman grama. Right? So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, isn't it Pashit that they have to daven? So the Gemara is saying, Fakir, you would think that it is man grama, Kamash Malan that it's not.
So what is it?
So what chiyuv are we referring to? We're referring to the chiyuv d'oraisa that's not Zman Grama. When the Rambam says Nashim have to daven, he says that even before he talks about the takana of the tefillah that we have today. The Iker Chiyuv, Avarat Mes Hashem Elokeichem, is the Chiyuv Deraisa, which is not Zman Grama. So according to the Rambam, that's all we're discussing. What?
The men is Zman Grama.
Because the men have the Rabbanan Dika enhancement, that's Zman Grama. Nashim are Pater on any mitzvah, the Rabbanan Zman Grama, like Tosis.
The
Rambam holds like Tosis that on a mitzvah, the Rabbanan Zman Grama, they're Pater. And the reason why they're Chayiv is not because of what the Gemara says, Rachamei. The reason why they're Chayiv is because the Iker Chiyuv is not Zman Grama. So it comes out, Pumfa Kert, that if it's Deraisa, they don't have to think that they've daven less than if it's Durabban. So that's the Machlekes Rambam and Rashi and Tosis on one side and Rambam on the other side. And the Magen Avraham says that all through the Doris, the Noshim were Noyig like the Rambam. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says the reason why Noshim have to daven is because it's not Zman Grama. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, so that would imply, based on this Cheshbin, that they wouldn't have to daven Shachris and Mincha. They only have to be Mekayim, the Iker Chi of Deraisa, which is Taka not Zman Grama. Okay. The Shaila is, if Noshim have to daven Tfilas Musaf. Do Noshim have to daven Tfilas Musaf? So now, Cheshbening, what we're learning here, Cheshbening the Gemara, so I would say like this. According to the Rambam, they for sure don't have to daven Musaf, right? Because because any of the Takana Derabanan, which is Man Grama, they're Pata from, because the Rambam holds a Tessus. All they have to do is be Mekayim the Tfila once a day of the Deraisa. So according to the Rambam, they certainly would not be Chayiv to daven Musaf. It's interesting, we know that there's a machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mecha and the Ramah. If women who elect to do a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, do they make a bracha, right? According to the Shulchan Aruch, if a woman wants to shake a lulav, if she wants to hear a shofar, she does not make a bracha. Is that your minute? They do not make a bracha. The Ramah holds, like the Tosfos, that they're allowed to make a bracha also. So the Tzlach actually wonders, are women allowed to daven Musaf according to the Mechaber? Because according to the Mechaber, anytime they're not mechuyib in something, they can't make a bracha. So since Musaf is all about a bracha, maybe they wouldn't be allowed to make it say Musaf because they're part of the Safik bracha. But the Tzlach concludes that they could, because the Beis Yosef says the only reason why they don't make a bracha is because they can't say Vitzivanu, since technically they're not mechuyib. But if you're not saying Tzivanu in Musaf, you're just electing to daven Musaf, then they'd be allowed to. So they're not mechuyib to, but they're allowed to.
Are they allowed to say a bracha by Shachar, Mincha, and Maariv three times a day?
So that's the question. According to the Rambam, that they're not mechuyev to, and if you hold like the Mechaber, that they don't make brachas, so you'd have to bavarn the slach. You'd have to say that they can still make the bracha because they don't say the tzivanu.
I'm saying when they daven, according to the Rambam, that original Rambam, when you daven one time, you can say a bracha?
So you can make a bracha, yeah.
So then they could say as many times as you want then, the Rambam says. So what's the shaila? The Rambam said you could daven as many times as you want. If you could say a bracha, you could say 100 times a day a bracha.
Because maybe Musaf is connected to Musaf, and it's not really asking Hashem. It's not really asking Hashem for. So maybe that wouldn't even be a fulfillment of the. Wouldn't even be a fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa.
What are all those bakashas playing this whole equation?
The Rambam says that the
because there's no bakashas on Shabbos.
Yeah. Very good. So we're gonna get that in a second. Very good. So now that's according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, so I would say, right, they are chayiv to daven Musaf. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlekes if they have to daven Musaf. I would say that according to Rashi, it should come out that they are chayiv to daven Musaf, because according to Rashi, Zman Grama doesn't play a role when it comes to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Like the Marsha says, the whole question is, were Chazal misakin tefillah for Nashim or not? Once we say Rachameh, even though Musaf might not be a Rachameh, but it's a package deal, the takana of the tefillah. So since Chachamim put the takana of tefillah on Nashim, so maybe it's a package deal, maybe Nashim would be chayiv in Musaf also.
Why would you say Musaf is not
Rachameh? What? I'm going to get to that in a second. I'll show you in a second. That's according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, and I saw that Tzlach says that as well, it should be poshit that they're putter. Because Tosfos holds that a mitzvah saseh shezman grama is a ptur for nashim also. The only reason why they're chayiv shachris and mincha is because of rachameh. But musaf is man grama. Now what is musaf a rachameh or not? So I didn't print this on the sheet. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoina in Meseches Brachas. It's on Daf Yud Gimel in the Dapei HaRif. The Rabbeinu Yoina brings the Rif, and then he brings other shittas from the Goinim are you allowed to daven a tefilas nedava? So we know that bisman negemara is brought in Shulchan Aruch. You can daven a tefilas nedava. You can daven as many times as you want. You can do a free will offering, just like the karbanis themselves. You can bring an ola, you can bring a shlamim voluntarily. So you can daven another shachris or another mincha voluntarily. Nowadays we don't do this as much because we have a hard enough time having kavana even for the ikr chiyuv. So unless the person knows he's yudeya benafshay that he's able to be mechavin, he shouldn't daven a nedava unnecessarily. But we do use the klal of nedava. If you have a suffix tefillah, if you ever have a suffix, we do make a t'nai, and we rely on the fact that we can daven benedava. The Rif paskins that you cannot daven musaf benedava. Imagine if you want to daven an extra musaf. Just because you love musaf so much, you want to daven musaf as a nedava. So the Rif says that the reason why you can't daven musaf benedava is because a carbon tzibor cannot be brought benedava. And since musaf corresponds to the musaf, the carbon musaf, so and you could, the tzibur could not bring a carbon benedava, so we can't bring a musaf benedava, we can't daven musaf as in a dava. It's very interesting, all the different shitas. Rabbeinu Yonah argues. He says, what is the Rif saying? The tzibur could bring in a dava. He says, the moiser shkalim, we know that right before Purim, we collect the shkalim towards next year's Kurbanis, the Machsus HaShekel, and it goes towards next year's Kurbanis. So what are some of the things that we do with the leftover Shkalim at the end of the year? Because you have to renew the Shkalim every Nisan. What do we do with the leftover Shkalim? We use it to buy Ketz HaMizbeach. We use it to buy Nedavis. And presumably those are Nedavis on behalf of the Tzibur. It's being paid with the communal funds. So we do bring Kurbanis as a Nedava for the Tzibur. So he brings different reasons. However, other Rishayim say a different reason why you can't daven Musaf in Nedava. Because part of the carbon musaf is a chatas. If you go through, let's say, the Rosh Chodesh carbon musaf, there are shiva kvasim or oilais, but there's also a soyer for a chatas. And a chatas, you can't bring benedava. But the Rabbeinu Yonah rejects this also. He says, but the majority of the carbon is an ola. And an ola could be brought benedava. So you should be able to daven musaf on Rosh Chodesh as a nedava because the majority of the musaf could be brought benedava. It's very interesting. So then he goes ahead and says a different reason why you can't daven benedava, a musaf benedava. The reason why you can't daven benedava is because you can't bring a nedava on Shabbos. So that would explain that you can't daven musaf as a nedava on Shabbos, but on Rosh Chodesh perhaps you could. It would also say that you can't even daven shachris on Shabbos as a nedava. So it's not so much you can't daven musaf benedava, you can't daven a nedava on Shabbos. But then the Rabbeinu Yonah says, finally, he wants to be maimid the Rif, but v'lav mi taime. The reason why you can't daven musaf as a nedava is not because of the Rif's reason. It's because the reason you can daven a nedava is because of rachame, he says. And musaf is not rachame. Musaf, you're primarily, even though in our musaf, we do ask for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, but the function of musaf is not to be rachame. It's not to ask Hashem for things. The function of musaf is simply to correspond to the carbon musaf. It's not rachame. And the reason we have the right to daven an extra davening is because halavai, a person should be mispal kol ayoim because we need rachamim. But the korban musaf, the tefilas musaf, is not, the objective is not rachamim, the purpose is not rachamim, and therefore you'd not be able to daven it in a double. So the Mefarshim say that Tzlach and others say that going back to our question, would women be obligated in musaf? So according to the Rambam, presumably not, because it's man grama, and they're not chayv. They're only chayv in the derais of tefillah once a day. According to Rashi, so we can debate, because according to Rashi, zman grama doesn't play a role in the nashim's chiyuv. Perhaps once Chazal were misaken tefillah because of rachame, maybe musaf gets put along in the package. But according to Tosfos, that zman grama is a ptur. Zman grama patters the nashim. The only reason why they're chayv is because of rachame. So it would come out that musaf, which Rabbeinu Yonah says, is not based on rachame. We do ask for things during musaf, but the tefillas musaf was not shtel devek for rachame. It was not based on rachame. So the nashim would be patur. And again, the Tzlach says that although they're not chayv to, but they're permitted to if they want, because we're not saying mitzivanu, it'll just play the role of a tefillah. They're permitted to, but they would not be obligated to.
So the woman only davens musaf, she wasn't yotzer according to the Rambam?
If a woman, so lemaisa, we do have shvachim, and we do have some bakashas also, right?
I'm saying
so
you're,
perhaps
you say it's another machlokes rishayim, though.
But they wouldn't be chayiv to daven musaf for sure. They're not
if she
chayiv.
Does, if that's the only tefillah she daven, you say it's a machlokes rishayim.
So
she probably would.
I would think she would because it has the components lemaisa, even though it wasn't based on rachme, but lemaisa it does have the components, right? It has shvach, it has haido at the end,
right.
And it has some bakashas there also. It does have a kashas. We asked the shem.
How can you split the two? Meaning, if you say it's a machlokes, I hear. But how can you split the two? How can you tell me that according to the Rambam you're yoitzer because it's rachman, and according to Rashi you're not?
Because they only were mechayiv in musaf, right? They only were according to Tosfos. It's zman grama, so they're pater.
Right.
The only reason why they're chayiv is because of rachame. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says the Tefillas Musaf was not misukin because of Rachman. Right? So we do have Bakashas there, so that's why I'm agreeing with you that you can use that to be Yoitzi Yochi of the Raisa. But it wasn't misukin because of Rachman, so you can't daven, you can't make the brachas as an adavan. So we're applying that to Tosfos. Since they have a p'tur of Zman Grama, they would not be chayiv in the Tefillas Musaf. So that's according to Rashi. I would think, I'm inclined to think that you are chayiv too, because according to Rashi, they don't have a p'tur of Zman Grama, right? There's no p'tur. It's just a question like the Marsha says, were Chazal mechayiv them or not?
Is this Rachme?
No, it's not Rachme.
It's not the Gemara.
Right, but the tefillah is, I'm, it's
not Chanami, but it's not tefillah. I mean, if you just daven Musaf, would they be able to take tefillah?
So I think they would. Because
right.
Lamaisa, you have Hoido at the beginning, you have Shemiyah.
And then according to the Rashi and Tosfos, that they need to do this.
No, because you have to do Shachmas and Milcha, that was the Tekanah. Right. So now, would they be Chayiv in Musaf? So according to Rashi, you can debate that maybe they would, because could be it's a package.
But
even though Musaf is not a Rachmi per se, but it was part of the Tekanah of the Tefillahs. So maybe once the Iker Tefillahs are Rachmi, maybe Musaf would be included. But according to Tosfos, that there's a tour of Zman Grama, because Tosfos holds that even mitzvahs derabbanan, there's a p'tur of Zman Grama, so only Shachris and Mincha, which are actual Rachame, they would be chayiv, but the Musaf, which is not Mesukin because of Rachame, they would have the p'tur of Zman Grama. And as I state in Slach also. Now, there's another consideration. What?
Isn't Bakashas personal, not public?
So, could be. Yeshlam.
I mean, classically.
Yeshlam. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't not necessarily. I mean, let's say the woman only has public.
You have Sheva, you have Bakashas, you have Hadas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The Bakashas you have are not public.
Let's say a woman only has some. Let's say all she cares about is that the rebuilding of the basement, that she wouldn't be Yotze her Bakashas with that. I mean, that's all she. It doesn't have to be a personal.
Okay.
Let's,
okay.
You know,
okay.
She cares about Klai Yisrael. Maybe that would be a fulfillment of her Bakasha as well. That would be so far. Now there's another consideration also, which Rabbi Kiveger brings from the Besamim Rosh in Hilchos Tefillah Siman Kuvav. Rabbi Kiveger brings that there might be another svara that Nashim are pater from Musaf because they're not chayiv in the Shkolim. The Mishnah says that Nashim are pater from giving Shkolim. If they want to, they can, but they're pater from giving Shkolim. And the reason is because it's Zman. Giving the Shkolim is only if you were counted in the Midbar. And since the Nashim were not counted, they're pater from giving the Machsa Shekel. If they're pater from giving the Machsa Shekel, they didn't have a monetary chelek in the Karban Musaf. If they didn't have a monetary chelek in the Karban Musaf, so perhaps they'd be pater from Musaf. Now there's a Gevaldik Akasha on this Besamim Rosh. I saw that the stipler says that the Besamim Rosh it's identified with the Ramban, but it might not be a Bar Samcha. I never saw such a thing. But the Besamim Rosh, it might not be an authoritative sefer, so it's a questionable sefer if it really was the Ramban. But the Besamim Rosh says that Nashim are Potter from Musaf because they were not Shayach to the Shkolim. But there's a Gevaldik Akasha on the Besamim Rosh. And I saw this kasha brought in a sefer called the Amudei Or. The Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Sukkah, what did the Simchas Beis HaSheva look like? The Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel, what did the Simchas Beis HaSheva look like in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya says, during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, we didn't sleep, because the first hour we brought the Tamik Shel Shachar, then we went to Davin, then we brought the Korban Musaf, Then we went to Daven Musaf. Then we went to Beis Medrash to learn. Then we had the Suda. Then we were up all night. But then we had the Tamik Shel Ben Arbayim. Then we were up all night with the Simchas Beis HaShaiva. Right? So we didn't have any time to sleep. They would just slumber. They would slumber on each other's backs because the Beis Medrash was packed. But nobody went to lie down to go to sleep. So the obvious question is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania was a Levi. It's Mavur in the Gemara is in Erchen. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani was a Levi. The Mishnah says in Shkalim that according to Ben Bichri, Leviim were also Pater from the Shkalim. So if they were Pater from the Shkalim, so then why was he going to Daven Musaf if he's Pater from the Shkalim? So you see from here that even if you're Pater from the Shkalim, you're still considered a Chalek in the Karban Musaf. So others want to be Mechalek, but maybe the reason why they're maybe Leviim are different because men, it's Archayev in Zman Grama, so they would be Chayev in the Karban Musaf, even if technically they're Pater from the Shkalim. But Nashim, who are Pater from Zman Grama, and plus they were Pater from the Shkalim, so maybe that would be an additional reason to Pater them from the Tfilas Musaf. So just in conclusion, so according to the Rambam, they're Pater from all of the formal Tfilas. According to Rashi and Tosfos, they're chayiv at least in Shachris and Mincha, and we can debate about Musaf. And then there's another consideration, what about the fact that they're puttering Shkalim? Does that play a role or not in the fact that they're chayiv and Musaf or not? Yashukar.
Yeah, yeah.